Hi guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach. And we're doing our first video.
I know, I'm like a little nervous.
Hey guys.
You're watching on YouTube.
Hi.
The vibes in here are amazing though, we were just saying. We're so cozy.
So comfy.
So comfy in our blankets, just chilling. And we're trying to hold our mics this time, which we haven't done. We always have them on our stands, so we don't have to move them around.
Yeah.
But we decided, let's try and hold the mic today.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
This episode is all about weddings.
Yes, we're going to deep dive weddings. It's 2025, so this episode's for the 2025 brides.
And maybe 2026, but
totally. If you get engaged this year.
I don't know a single person who lives in Utah who
is waiting till 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody gets married within like the year they get engaged, I feel. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, if you're normal,
hot take.
Then 2026, see you. 2026 brides, we see you.
Yeah. This episode was actually requested. So if you guys ever want to request a topic for us, DM us, because we will answer. We do take requests.
We do take requests. So submit your requests. We'll talk about whatever you guys need us to talk about.
Literally. Okay. We're going to do updates first, though.
Yep.
Reagan had strep.
Guys, I just want you to know. Last episode, when Maddie Mae was here, sorry, Maddie Mae, I didn't tell you. Well, I simply didn't know either. I was fighting for my life. I felt so ill that, like, after Rachel and Maddie left, I literally cried, and I called my mom, and I was like, I do not feel good. And my mom was like, go to the urgent care right now, you dumb idiot.
Meg told me that before, like, your event started. She goes, next time Meg's acting like that. She's like, send her to the urgent care.
Literally.
I was like, I literally didn't know it was that bad. Because I know you didn't want to talk.
I put on a good show.
No, yeah.
I did, when Rachel walked in, I did say, hey girl, just so you know, my throat is feeling weird. Like, I'm not feeling
good.
Good.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I can talk most of the time. And I was like, okay, perfect.
So if you guys were like, okay, Rachel, why are you not shutting up? The last episode, that's why. I was taking one for the team.
Literally. And I was just sitting here like, I'm dying. So I did, after that episode, go to urgent care, and I did get tested for strep, and I did, in fact, have strep, and I looked at Lawrence, and I was like, I know I have strep throat, like, I know exactly what it feels like.
Oh.
I've dealt with it my whole life, and I didn't know you could get strep throat with your tonsils out.
No, that's crazy.
I'm like,
just imagine how bad it would have been if you had your tonsils out. We are your strep throat queens, because we got our tonsils out around the same time.
Literally.
And if you guys don't know that episode, go back a couple. I think it's like our first or second episode.
Yeah,
where literally
we deep dive that.
Actually,
that
the insane. First three, I swear, we talked about tonsils.
They're probably like, shut up about your throat. And we're like, sorry, guys.
Welcome back to R&R. This episode's about tonsils. No.
Seriously, what else do they talk about? Nothing, bro.
No.
Anyway, it's rigged. You can still get strep throat without your tonsils. I'm like, okay, so
no, am I dumb?
Why?
Because I just thought, oh, they removed the problem. Why did I think strep throat came from your tonsils?
Me as well. I didn't realize until this week it's not. So that sucked, and it was quite literally the worst time.
What?
Why are you laughing at me?
Just like, guys, Reagan was not well and still insisted on going to Pilates. I'm like,
oh.
Enough with the Pilates.
Literally, that was bad, but Saturday I was feeling fine, so that's why I went. But then Sunday came in, it was taken out. I literally was not well, guys.
No, and then on top of that, she had to throw an entire
Yeah, it was quite literally the worst timing ever, because I had, if you guys know, if you don't, I work at Preche Bridal in Orem. Which ties into this episode, because I work in the wedding industry. Anyway, I work at Preche Bridal. Every year we throw a soiree. It's like the biggest event we do. It's this giant fashion show. It's amazing. Like,
it was so fun.
Amazing, amazing event. And that was on Tuesday. I get strep throat on Sunday. I'm like, this can't be happening to me. I have to work. Like, I have so much crap. I have to get ready for Tuesday. Like, quite literally, like, I was stressed. And then I was stressed, so I was crying. I was pissed that I was sick. I was crying because I had so much to do. I was stressed, which doesn't help. Like, I'm, like, convinced I probably gave myself the sickness.
No, for sure. That's a thing. You know, that's a thing you can, like, worry yourself into sickness.
Yeah, and I think that's what I did this week. So, anyway, I am fully recovered from strep. I've been on antibiotics for a week now, and I'm feeling amazing. And Tuesday was a success, and I was able to feel good for the event. Like, I felt fine.
Well, Wednesday morning, I wake up, my throat hurts, and I'm like, I have strep. I literally talked into a microphone with Reagan that whole episode. Yeah. I go in. They do the rapid test, which is sucks.
Oh.
I don't like the way that it scratches your throat. And I literally told them,
I
literally said, hey, just FYI, ever since I've been pregnant, like, my gag reflex is crazy. So, like, if I throw up on you, I'm sorry. Like, I'm.
Yeah, I told the lady the same thing. I was like, just so you know, I will be gagging and crying, but it's fine.
It's fine. Just, like, do your job. I just don't want to have strep. Guys, I go in. First of all, why do they have a scale at the front of the office?
Yeah.
Guys.
Step on this scale. I step on that scale. I look at Lawrence. I said, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen. No. And I walk in the room.
This doctor is 5'4". He's a man. Okay? He goes, step on the scale. I'm like, we're, like, basically in the waiting room. I'm like, okay. I get on the scale. I'm not going to say my weight because whatever. He says my weight and goes, okay then. Walks away.
What? I'm sorry, sir, what? You're not allowed to say anything.
Okay, I'm sorry that you're 5'5 and weigh 90 pounds. I haven't weighed that since I was maybe 8 years old.
Literally, my left thigh weighs 80 pounds.
Cut my boobs off, that's probably what they weigh. Like, I literally was like, okay then?
Yeah,
that's I'm Marco Poloing my sister-in-law, Brooke. I literally said, am I being dramatic? She's like, that's insane.
Yeah,
I tell Tyler that, and he's like, why did he say it out loud? I said, I don't know. I'm like, I can read the scale number too, buddy.
Yeah, like, I don't need nobody commenting on this.
Oh, and everybody in the waiting room's like, okay, fat A. I'm like, oh my gosh. I just want to know if I have strep, not if I'm obese. Thank you. I had a wee trainer for that.
Oh.
Anyways, I didn't have strep, though. They just said I had a viral infection.
Yeah, I was so happy you didn't have strep because it's the worst. So.
I didn't think I did, but I was like, since you did, I just wanted to know
before.
I took Wes to, like, gymnastics and got, like...
You needed to get on antibiotics quick.
Well, yeah.
If you did, yeah.
And they were like, we don't want to put you on antibiotics if we don't have to. And I was like, trust me, I don't want that either. Like, this, my body does not handle side effects well. So, like, my tummy be hurting if I go on an antibiotic. Anyways... I don't have it, but I'm sad you did. And I do think you were, though, like, you weren't sleeping like you normally do.
And so you're stressed. I was not sleeping. I was stressed. It really was.
Late nights.
Yeah. It was rough. I was working overtime, but it was a success, and the soiree was beautiful. If you were there,
so gorgeous.
Thank you so much for coming. It was truly, truly magical. I loved it. Truly the best soiree we've ever had, I must say.
There were so many influencers there.
Yeah, we did invite some girlies, and I'm really happy with the girls that we invited, then they came. Like, I was like, see, you guys are homies. Like, other influencers, it's very hard.
They're like,
for
how
me.
Much am I getting paid?
Literally, it's very hard for me to invite them, especially because they don't care about us. So, I simply don't care about you. And I want an event where all these normal girls can come. Like, that's the reason Tiffany and Stephanie started this soiree. It wasn't intended for influencers. It was intended for normal girls, normal brides that are getting married in 2025.
Yeah.
To come out, see our new wedding dresses for the year, check out our collection, and have a party. Like, it was never for the influencers because they get invited to enough events as it is. Like, what about us normal girls?
Literally.
That aren't posting on social media.
Literally.
sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. But yeah, so it was mostly for normal 2025 brides, which is so amazing. That's why.
No, I wish I went to something like that because I didn't know what type of dresses there were. That last one, the huge dress, I would never personally wear that. I would have passed out. It looked so heavy.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's beautiful.
It's insane. It's so beautiful. That is a Nicole Felicia dress. And if you are familiar, Taylor Swift's dresses that are made, like those giant ball gowns that are made for her Eras tour, Nicole Felicia makes those. And that's who made that dress. That was the finale at the soiree.
You know, that dress is like 30K easy.
Yeah, it's so expensive. But yeah, it's beautiful. So it was a beautiful event. Everything turned out amazing. It couldn't have gone better. And I'm honestly so happy about it. And I feel relieved it's over. And it was so fun.
You're like, not looking forward to next year.
Literally.
No, it's so, Reagan, literally, I felt so proud
Oh, you're
I
so literally, nice.
I was like telling Daily, I was like, I feel so proud to be her friend.
Oh, you're so
and being
so
like,
nice.
You see that girl over there? That's my friend.
I'm just like. I was like, running around like crazy.
I know. That video
great.
I got of you, I was just it was like, so cute. Why am I emotional? Why
no,
am I
No, that video you got
up?
Of me is so cute. I'm always like at the end of the runway, like screaming my head off every year. It's like crazy. People are like, is this girl well? I'm like, I've worked 5 months for this. I'm going to scream.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's finally over. Yeah. I bet you had the best sleep of your life after that.
Yeah, it was amazing. It
oh
was
my gosh.
So amazing.
Also, I got a permanent bracelet and
it's
I
so
loved
cute.
That. That was at like one of the vendors had it there.
Yeah, I should have got a we should have got matching piercings.
Let's do that. Wait, we should get matching bracelets.
Yeah, I want one of those. I should have came
it's
and
cute.
Done that with you guys.
It's cute. I'm actually going to ask her to make it a little bit wider.
Yeah, it's
just
so cute.
Just because my self-tanner like gets stuck in it and I can't move it.
I want one actually. That's
it's
really
so
cute.
It was only $30.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm like, that's not that expensive. I think she gave you $5 off if you followed her Instagram. But cute. So Ty and I, for our anniversary, I said I want to go get matching bracelets with him.
Yeah.
Because I think bracelets on guys are hot.
Yeah, I would. I was like, I don't know if Florence would do it.
Ty would have to get silver, though, because he's very silver-coated.
Oh, okay.
So, but I want to get matching bracelets with him for our anniversary.
Yeah, that's so cute. And I love the permanent ones that they just stay on all the time.
I know. I'm
and
like,
they don't, do they tarnish? Did she say no, they don't
no,
tarnish?
No, there's like a okay. thing on there how to clean them, but like.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like I have a card in my bag, but
okay,
she was really cute. It was really quick. You can add charms too, like later
yes.
if you want. So I think Tyna are gonna matching bracelets and matching charms or something.
Cute. I love
it.
But
I'm like that
was
would be
the
fun.
Line long? I didn't
it
even
took,
see the vendors guys.
Yeah. It took a while because there was like 5 little girls there and they like couldn't
oh.
decide what they wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Daily was like, I'm trying to leave. And me, Bailey and Audrey were like, well,
we're
gotta wait for these girls.
Yeah, literally.
But no, the vendors, that was fun. I honestly want to get a new piercing. I want to get a flat right next to my rook.
Cute.
Can you see that, guys? On YouTube, can you see it? I have
yeah,
a rook,
cute.
And it took forever to heal. Oh, it's actually stuck. You couldn't have seen that if I showed it. It took like 7 to 8 months to heal. That one was by far the most painful piercing
okay.
I've ever gotten. But you only have your doubles, right?
I only have my doubles, but I want like...
You should get a cartilage.
A cartilage really bad.
Cartilage
but
is
I'm,
so cute.
But I've heard it's very painful. No?
I got my cartilage done. You have to go and have someone with a hollow needle. Do not do a gun.
Mm.
I did a gun the first time. It healed awful.
Okay.
And I got it actually on this side. So I switched sides, did a hollow needle.
Okay.
It's perfect. And right now, honestly, is the best because you don't want to get it in summertime when you're, like, getting in and out of the water because
yeah.
it could get infected.
So true.
It's, like, wintertime is, like, the best time to get your piercings.
Okay.
So we should honestly go. That would be
that
fun.
That would be really fun. I was going to ask you this week, can we go to the mall?
Yes.
I was like, someday when Ty's home, like, in the evening or something and can
yeah.
watch Wes, let's, like, go to the
let's
mall.
Let's go because I'm trying to get – this leads
I'm
me –
I'm trying to walk around the
this
mall.
This leads me to my update. Of 10,000
okay.
steps a day.
Yes.
I've been killing it.
You have been killing it. I've been seeing your
why is
posts.
This so hard? Why do I only get like 2,000 steps a day naturally?
Well,
I'm chasing after a toddler.
It's winter.
I know. That's true. Because when we're outside and I can go on a long walk with Wes. Like
you
walk
go on walks all the time in the summer.
I know. I am a walker. And honestly, I'm a good walker outside. Like 2 of my long walks were outside.
Yeah, you're so good at that.
If it's not windy and the sun is out, I can bundle up and be fine.
Yeah, you are
if,
so good at
if
that.
If it's windy. And the wind is blowing through my snow gear. I'm done. I'm out. So, luckily, I do have a pass, and there's an indoor track. And I just, at nighttime, I go, and I put my Apple Watch on my foot because, you know, I'm doom scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
While I walk. And I only get an hour a day because Ty has a screen limit on my phone because I asked him to do that. And so I save my TikTok time for my walks. And it takes me an hour. I have to walk for an hour.
Yeah, that's great.
I know, and I love it. I actually do feel better. And there's this weird machine that, like, you shake on,
okay.
but it, like, helps move your lymphatic drainage.
Okay, yeah.
That's been helping me a lot because why am I sore after walking? That just goes to show that I don't move in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we're all, like...
Yeah, and everybody said, I'm trying to lose some weight because I just last year healed me in so many ways mentally, and I feel like I can actually work on myself physically. And I just want to go from square one, and everyone says if you're trying to lose weight, just start with 10,000 steps a
yeah.
day. And that's,
literally.
Like, literally my only goal, and it feels so achievable. Like, I don't feel defeated.
Great.
It's like, I can walk 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, that's something that I did this week. And I have to write all my updates on my phone, otherwise I'll forget. Another thing was, if we go back 2 episodes ago, I was talking about Wes with his binky and how I'm at a loss. Well, you guys guessed it. He was teething. All 4 of his canines. and it took like 2 to 3 months for them to pop through. But we're here, we're on the other side. He's a sweet little angel boy again. That's and good. My only other update I have, wait, are you done with your updates?
I just had one more. My boss, shout out Tiffany if she's watching. She launched a new line, Xavier Collective, and so that's been a big project that I've been working on with her, and it's been so fun. So shout out to Xavier Collective if you guys need any dress. Well, right now we just have dresses, but coming soon a lot more. I'm so excited for you guys to see everything. But yeah, if you guys ever need anything for any occasion, check out Xavier.
I'm actually really picky when it comes to dresses, and all of those dresses are so cute. The one she was wearing on the Prochet Soiree event.
Yes, is so cute. The white one.
I want it so bad.
I know, brides. Literally, you need that. If you're a bride and you have like a bridal shower, whatever, it's so cute.
I love a baby doll dress that isn't actually showing my butt to everybody.
Yeah,
I feel like it's actually long enough. It's so cute. And her tights, everything. So cute.
Yes. Tiff is the cutest.
My last thing, and when we do our reading and reality TV update next week, you'll hear more about this, but I'm reading Onyx Storm, which is the third book to the Fourth Wing series. Snooze fest. I'm so bored.
Really?
I'm so bored. I literally am sad, too, because I reread the first two books, and I was like, holy cow, I'm so hyped. It was so good.
How deep are you?
Let's see, guys, actually. I just updated
on my Goodreads. Makes me sad, because I'm on the second one.
Okay, well, I am only 7% in.
She just got exposed.
But I'm just like, normally her books, it's like,
start out with a bang. And
the first one, it's like, boom, parapet.
Yeah.
Second one, boom, the whole school is falling apart. Mm-hmm. It's like, this one, I'm just like, okay, without any spoilers, but I'm just like, I know she does this. It's her style of writing, but it's like, there's so much world building, and every book, there's more and more of the world that we like uncover.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I am so obsessed with her first two books, and I'm just kind of like, I'm not feeling it. But
hopefully it will get better.
I know. And other people are saying that it is so good. Like, the reviews it's getting are good. So I'm just like, I just need to be patient.
Freak. I am so behind. That's so scary. I need to finish. What's the one after
Iron Flame?
Iron Flame. I need to finish Iron Flame.
Iron Flame is probably my favorite one.
Really?
I love Iron Flame.
I loved Fourth Wing so much. How is it better? I don't know.
You'll see at the end. It's so good. Okay, I love it.
I need to get back on that grind. But I did just finish a book as well.
Which one did you finish?
Sitting right here. I finished it last night. I'm actually so sad it's over. I'm like so annoying when I'm about to finish a book, I like don't read it for like a week because I don't want it to be over.
No, that's valid.
You put it was it off. Called yeah, I put it off because I'm like, I can't.
Was
be
it
done
the hook
this.
Line and sinker one?
No, it that one was terrible. it's the Girl Abroad by
That has been on my, like,
Ellie Kennedy.
TBR forever.
It's really cute. It's a great read. It's really cute. It was so easy. I finished it probably in, like, a few days. So, it was great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, those are the only updates that I have, I think.
It.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about weddings. Yay. And we have the most perfect person here to talk about weddings because she works in the wedding industry.
Yes, it's so fun. I'm so excited.
So
I see lots of things about weddings every single day.
I know.
So it's exciting. But
Bridezilla.
Yeah, literally. I hear the craziest.
Were you a Bridezilla?
No, I was pretty chill about everything, I feel
Same.
Like.
I did not care that much.
I did not care that much either.
I mean, it's probably because I was 18 and I was just like, sure, whatever.
But yeah, I also was just like, I towards the end of planning my wedding, I was just like, and I just want to be married.
That was me.
And I'm simply done with this.
No, Ty and I living long distance our entire engagement.
Yeah, no.
Hell on earth. The only time I did have a Bridezilla moment was the back of my dress. I had a very tight-fitting dress. I bent over because my butt is too fat.
No way. Did
and
it rip?
The seam ripped. But guess who came in clutch? My mother.
Yes.
We're in the mother suite or the bride suite, and she just goes, oh, I have a sewing kit on me, and I have white thread.
Amen.
Who just has that on them?
Literally, that's amazing. Well, she probably was prepared because it was your wedding day.
I don't know. I don't know, but she just goes, okay, I'll sew it up. She sews it up. I'm like,
that's so amazing.
How? Also, did you know my mom had a concussion at my wedding? She got into a car accident on the way to the airport to fly to my wedding.
No way.
Oh, I thought she wasn't going to make it. Wait, she got T-boned. So she got T-boned, like, and totaled the car. Like, it was really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom's like, girl. I don't really remember your wedding. I'm like, oh, it was great. Don't worry.
Aw, poor girl. No. That's so but sad. But I'm like,
the fact that she was concussed and sewed my dress, Marnie, you're a real one.
Yeah, she is. Moms, when it comes to weddings, really are the goats.
No, I'm like, low-key, I'm glad I only have a boy right now because I'm just like, oh, being the mother-in-law of a wedding is so chill vibes.
Oh, my gosh. Could not be easier. You don't do a thing.
Do not be that mother-in-law who wears a white dress to your son's wedding.
No.
It's not your wedding.
Wait, what is your take on this? Wearing white to a wedding?
I feel like you shouldn't do it.
I feel like you cannot do that. That is like the worst thing you can do to a bride.
I did accidentally do that though, but it was because I was wearing a blue cardigan.
Oh yeah.
It's fine. But I wore a blue cardigan over a white dress, but it was like a thick blue cardigan, so it was kind of like a white skirt. Okay. But I think if you wear a white dress to a wedding,
I think if you wear white to a wedding, I'm like,
go to no.
And I always say that to my mom. I'm like, oh, I'm going to this wedding, what dress should I wear? I don't have any dresses. She's like, wear that one. I'm like, that's white, Meg. She's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like,
I do feel like it's kind of a new thing.
You cannot wear white to someone else's wedding, no, mom. That is like the worst thing you can do to somebody. And my mom's like, that is not a thing. And
it I'm is like, because, oh, where's the bride? She's the only one in white.
Literally, let her have her day. You can wear that white dress any other day.
Also, don't try to outshine the bride. Yes. But when the mother-in-law wears white, I'm like, but I've also seen mother-in-laws who wear black because it's like, it's the funeral. Like, I'm no longer the most important woman. I'm like, unless BFFR. Unless the colors are black
and the bride's like, I want everybody in black.
Okay, my future daughter-in-law, if you ever watch this, just know I'll be sat. You tell me what to wear.
Literally,
I'll wear it. Garbage bag, I don't care. It's your day, girl.
I'll help you with whatever you need.
Yeah, I'll pay for the groom's dinner. Literally. I'll get
the flowers. Okay, so traditionally, the grooms pay, like, this is actually legit, guys. Okay.
Wait, I'm. What are you about to say?
No, traditionally, who pays for what? Because I feel like the groom, that is always a huge fight, and I have gotten canceled a lot, low key, because I've posted like traditionally what people wear or what people pay for, and people flame me because it's like this should be equal. Let the girls can pay for that. The boys can pay for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gets pissed about it, and I'm like, okay, well. If we go far back enough, we can see that the men are supposed to pay for your flowers and the dinner or rehearsal dinner or the if you do a rehearsal dinner or the luncheon.
I've never heard the flowers, but Ty's parents paid for the groom's dinner.
Like your bouquet of flowers?
Mine. Just mine.
Yes. Your bouquet of flowers, your husband is supposed to pay for that.
But not the flowers for the rest of the wedding?
No. Just the flowers, like, that you decorate with? No, that's on the bride.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's traditionally how it's supposed to go.
Is that what you did with Lawrence?
I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong, everybody. I don't really remember, but...
Meg's like, no, he owes me this.
Yeah, literally.
No, I've never heard that, but I have
heard...
But
that's traditionally what it is. And the honeymoon.
Yep.
And it's shocking to me.
Did you go on a honeymoon?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
We went to Puerto Rico.
Why have I not seen a single photo of that, of your honeymoon?
I didn't take many pictures.
You heard it here first, folks.
we weren't taking many pics, guys. Please cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out. That's hilarious.
No, it's so shocking to me when the fam... Okay, so like in Mormon culture, guys, as we know... Younger kids are getting married, like, in their 20s.
18.
Teenagers.
She was a teen bride, guys.
Literal teenagers are getting married. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the Mormon, like, community, people get married young. So you don't have a lot of money, which makes sense.
Because people usually save throughout their 20s for their wedding. People are engaged for like 2 to 3 years and they're saving money for their wedding.
Yeah, it's like you are engaged for,
but also people's wedding outside of Mormon culture are so much more expensive. My friend's wedding, $100,000.
Yeah, it's like nowhere near what we're
Mormon
doing.
Mormon weddings are cheap.
And Mormons are cheap. Sorry.
I hate it. Except when it benefits me. My hair, my nails, my skin. Yeah. I love when it's cheap.
So that's happening. So I understand that, like, your fiance is not going to have a bunch of money for you to go on a honeymoon. Like, that's not really realistic.
I had $0.
Like, yeah, like, your fiance is not going to have a bunch of money. So, therefore, your fiance's family usually pays for it, yes, right? Like, yeah. My mom and dad paid for my older brother's and his wife's honeymoon. And Lawrence's parents paid for our honeymoon, sent us on a trip. That's what they paid for, plus the luncheon, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so shocking to me when people are like, the groom's parents are like, I'm not doing that.
No, literally, what?
I'm like,
no,
I get it. Especially if you don't have money. Okay, yeah, don't do it. I get it. Straight up, don't do it. But just like acting like you didn't even know that that was a thing, that's like crazy to me. I'm like, wait.
You knew. But it was a thing. I feel like I need to ask my mom. But like back in the 80s, the women paid for everything.
Really?
Everything. So this is like a new thing. And it's probably because we're just, you know, equality. Like I'm like.
Like I get why girls pay for most of it because it is their vision. It's
Ty
like.
I did not give a freak. Not in the way that he was like, oh, I don't even care. It was more so he was just like.
Do what, make the
decision.
You've
been pinning this since you were 12.
Exactly.
Like, he's like.
The girls dream about this. The boys show up.
They want.
And they're happy to be there for their wife. You know what I'm
saying?
There's
one thing they want.
Literally.
And it's you.
So no. True.
But I do. I like the bouquet of flowers thing. Because the bouquets are expensive.
Yeah. And it's like your flowers. It's like your husband gets you flowers, you know? You should pay for your flowers.
Okay. That just clicked for me. I feel like an idiot now. Okay.
No, but that concept, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like, should I cut that out? Are people going to be mad at me for saying that about the groom?
No, keep that in. I want to know people's takes. DM us if you feel differently.
Yeah, let us know if you feel
differently. I don't think it's that hot of a take because I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. And I think if his family just simply can't afford it, okay, totally understandable.
That's so 1,000%. Different.
That's so different. I'm just saying when they act like, what? I'm not doing that. That's not a thing. Nobody does that. It's like, yeah, it is a thing, actually. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? Who is put on? Oh, it's put on the bride. Again, another thing her and her family has to pay for?
No, literally.
I'm like, no. Quite frankly, no. I'm over that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's great. My grandma and my mom did my flowers because they were both florists.
Cute.
So, my grandma went and got flowers at a wholesale place because she has like a florist thing.
Yeah, cute.
So my flowers were really cheap.
Yeah, I love that.
They were gorgeous. My sister made my bouquet. That thing was massive. Laura, if you're listening, it was so beautiful because she used to be a florist.
Cute.
Yeah,
so
she
many
worked at a florist
in your
shop.
Family.
I know. I can't put a bouquet together to save my life. I'm like, teach me and I can't do it.
We should do a class.
Wait, that would be so fun.
That would be so fun.
Let's do a class. Anyways. I think that's really cute for, like, the guy to buy the flowers. That's cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
We did my flowers, too. There's definitely ways to ball on a budget. Like, we got all of my flowers and did all my flowers for all my tables the day of my wedding. Like, the
you
morning
You had
before.
A really vibrant bouquet, right?
Yes.
Am I remembering it correctly? Yes. There was, like, orange and pink.
And that's all fake. All those flowers were fake, and I still have the bouquet today, so I can.
You know what I regret, guys, is not pressing my bouquet.
Yeah, it's so cute.
People who have their frame, like the
pressed floral, shout out, sponsor.
So cute. It's so cute.
It's
my
so cute.
Videographer offered to do it, and I was like, no. Why? It was 70 bucks. I'm like, and like after all the money I spent, 70 bucks was like nothing. I should have done it.
Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient. So I take 5,000 IU a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code R&R15. We'll link it in the show notes. And we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much.
Ty and I got married right before COVID happened. And I'm glad we didn't plan a honeymoon because Well, we actually...
Yeah, that would have been so sad.
We had planned it, but we were like, you know what? We're going to wait because, again, I was 18 and we had spent all this money on our apartment and all this stuff. And we were like, oh, we'll just go later this year. And I'm glad we didn't go like right after, because we would have either gotten stuck there or it would have gotten canceled and they weren't doing refunds.
That would have been so sad.
But my father-in-law, he did pay for us to stay at like a really nice hotel.
Cute.
For like 3 days after our wedding.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So I was like, it wasn't like we had a honeymoon, but like, again, Ty's family paid for like our stay at the hotel and stuff like that.
Cute.
But Ty and I have been talking about going to Europe for our 5-year anniversary, which is this year. Because I'm like, 5 years is big. I love it. But I'm also like, I want a new ring. Because, I don't know. I didn't get to see the ring before it was made. And Ty custom made it. And it's actually so beautiful and stunning. But it just doesn't feel like me. And for some reason in my head, like what we had sent him and what he, the guy, who, I'm talking about the guy we sent the ring to. What he made just like was totally different than what we had sent him. And so I want to keep the ring, my OG ring.
Of course.
Ty put his birthstone on the inside of the ring. It's so cute. That's I want to do so that with cute. My next ring. So I'm like, do we go to Europe? Do I get a new ring? Do we just do something small? Like, yeah. I don't know. But my parents did offer to watch West.
That's so fun.
Because I'm like, I'm not taking West to Europe.
No, that would be way too much.
Love him to death. But anyways, let's get into the responses. I'm so curious at Reagan's takes. Okay, I did on my Instagram. I said, what would you have changed about your wedding? And these are the responses.
Let's hear the first few.
Okay, hired a videographer. Do you have a videographer?
I did. My sweet cousin was my videographer. She's so cute.
Okay, I love that.
And literally, we should watch the video and play it because it's so cute. It's so sweet. And it was perfect. And
we should. We should post some.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Okay, I need to see yours. Did you post
really
it?
Yeah, it's really cute. No.
Reagan.
I didn't post a thing about my wedding. Sorry, guys. There's like one picture on my feed of me and my wedding dress.
I have to go through the archives and see them.
Yeah.
We did a videographer and I'm so glad we did it. I loved it.
I love it.
Ty's friend from high school did it and she gave us a family discount and she slayed it. And I love my videographer.
Yeah, guys, think about it. I think it's literally money well spent. If you think about it, think how much you would die to have a video of your mom and dad's wedding. Like, I would die to see that, right? Wouldn't you?
No, I've seen Ty's parents' wedding. And back then, what they would do is someone would just walk around with the video.
At the church, a camera.
Literally. Yeah.
Lawrence's parents have it, and it's so cute.
And it's so fun. And you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, for your kids to look back and be like, oh, my gosh, Uncle Isaac looks so young there. Who's that? Like, there's parts of my wedding that I forgot.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
So, I think it's money well spent because our kids will be able to see those videos.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, someone else commented, honestly, nothing, maybe doing a few less bridesmaids. Did you have a lot of bridesmaids?
No, I just did family.
So just Nelly?
No, Nelly, Maya.
Oh.
And cousins, Aaron and Ashlyn, and Audrey, Lawrence's sister.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Literally, I just did family.
See, guys, I don't know anything about her wedding. She didn't post about it.
I didn't post the thing, so you guys will learn everything today.
Okay. Someone said, I would have just eloped. Would you have ever eloped?
Yeah, because my dad was like, if you just don't do this, I'll just give you the money.
I know.
And you can take the money and go. And I was at the time, well, no, actually, no. Actually, no, I wouldn't elope.
I would only elope if I was getting married for a second time.
Yeah, same. This was like my first time getting married. I'm like, oh, so I'm not going to have a big party? No, you're crazy.
No, you and I have to have big parties.
Yeah, you know
Ty and I are like so outgoing. I've actually become more introverted. But when I was 18, fresh out of the dorms, I was like, yeah, let's go.
We're having a party.
So, yeah. And I have a huge family. All of my dad's siblings lived in Arizona where I got married. So you're thinking, okay, my dad's one of 10 kids. All of them had 10 kids. 100 plus people just with my cousins.
Yeah.
So it was a freaking party. No, I don't think I would have eloped. And also people being like, people eloping and then just taking the money their parents give them. I was 18. I would have spent that money in a heartbeat. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't smart enough to just take that money and do something good with it. I wasn't.
I know. I and every day Lauren's like, why didn't you take the money? I didn't even tell him my dad offered me that because I was like, he would take the money. Lawrence would be like, oh, yeah, we're taking the money.
It's your wedding.
Screw the party. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, we're having a party. Okay. Someone said not eat Taco Bell the night before. We both got food poisoning day of.
Oh, that's terrible. Lawrence was sick my whole wedding also.
With what?
I don't know. Some stupid thing. I don't know.
Man cold?
No, it wasn't a man cold. He was in the bathroom the whole time, basically.
Oh, sad.
It was really sad.
Okay. Guest ate first at reception. Bride and groom should have been prioritized. Yes.
Definitely. You guys need to eat.
Don't interrupt me while I'm trying to eat.
Yeah. And
you know I haven't eaten all day.
At your reception, one of your bridesmaids, groomsmen, needs to bring you a plate of food.
I always do that even if I'm not. I'm like, yeah. Hey, do you want me to go grab you some food?
Yeah, literally.
Okay. Told my family to STF you.
Yep. Valid.
Respectfully. I wish I got more video footage and had a better sign-in to remember everyone. Did you do a sign-in thing?
Yeah, that book right there.
Oh, cute. Okay, everyone Ty and I did it. A sign-in little thing.
It's really
I need to
cute.
Go find it and read them. They're
and that's
cute.
Worth it. Definitely. Yeah. And my cousin did a really cute one where everybody picked up the phone and leaves a message for you. And then it's like an audio recording of their Yay. Voice. Like, hey, guys, congrats. We're so excited for you.
That
it's
just,
really cute.
That just reminded me of something. Ty and I... Like after our wedding, at our hotel, we did a voice recording. It's 5 minutes long, and we talked about the day.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
So, and we listen to it every anniversary, and it's
Wait,
so
guys.
Cute. But my voice sounds weird because I just got my tonsils out. Did your voice change a little bit when you were
I don't know. I've always sounded like a boy.
Mine's literally like, hey, guys, I had the best wedding.
I've always had a little raspy
okay.
boy voice.
Same. My mother-in-law, every time she hears West Boy, she's like, it's so raspy, just like Rachel's. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, you mean I'm not a feminine girl? Okay. Colors, the whole vibe. I gave up and let everybody do it. Yikes.
I'm sorry. I'm forgetting what the original question
is. The question is... What would you have changed about
changed.
Your wedding?
K-word. Things were changing.
Yeah.
The colors.
Colors, the whole vibe. I just gave up and let everybody else do it.
Dang it.
Rip.
Yeah, I did control my colors and everything. But I was chill about, like, what my bridesmaids wore. Like, I was like, out of these colors, find a dress. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I did that.
Yeah.
Because mine was just light blue.
Yours was cute, though.
I did like mine. Honestly, guys, I loved my wedding other than my wedding day makeup. I wish I just did it myself. The girl painted my eyebrows black. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not fine, actually.
That's so lame.
But I'm glad I did bridals before, the week before, because my makeup slayed, and so I have those photos.
Yeah, true.
And I liked it. Okay, someone said I would have changed our photographer. Rip.
Rip.
Okay, temple ceremony the day before with just family, and the next day just did a traditional wedding. I love that.
I love
that,
that
is
idea.
Such a good take.
That's so cute.
Temple ceremony, and then we just go get dinner afterwards.
Yeah, that's so
wedding
cute.
Night is chill vibes, and then you go do a traditional ceremony the next day.
Yeah, that's very cute. The only thing about that
or do
that
a traditional
I don't
wedding
like,
first and then do a ceremony after.
Yeah, as long as you get to walk out of the temple in your wedding dress.
Because,
like, as a little girl, you dream about that, especially being Mormon,
oh my
like,
gosh.
Growing
I
up
would
Mormon.
See all of, like, the Salt Lake Temple photos on that little podium and the yes. dresses, and I was just like.
You dream of, like, walking out of the temple in your wedding dress and, like, everybody being there and cheering for you.
No, I know.
Like, that's, like, a great moment. So, if you still do that when you get sealed in the temple, also, if you're not Mormon and you're listening to this, sorry, we're the worst.
Yeah, sorry.
When you get married... And you go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you're a member of the church, you get sealed in the temple. Those are the beautiful, like,
Basically,
white buildings.
Yeah, the ceremony happens inside the temple.
Yeah,
and only a select few family members can be in there with you.
Yes, if you have to be, like, worthy to go into the temple and have a temple recommend, and those people do get to come in and watch your sealing.
Yeah.
And you just get sealed to your partner for time and all eternity. So that's what the temple is. And
yeah.
that's why we keep talking
and
about it.
And you say your vows. You say your vows there and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like a normal ceremony. You get to
there's
kiss.
There's no aisle,
all
though.
Things.
I hated
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't,
aisle.
Like, walk down an aisle.
If I could go back, honestly, I wish I did a traditional wedding.
Yeah. Like,
because
walk down
a lot of my friends from Texas weren't Mormon.
Mm.
And yeah. so they were, like, just sitting outside the temple.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I just wish I could have included them more.
Yeah.
Or, like, a ring ceremony. My brother and his wife did a ring ceremony because a lot of her family aren't members, so they can't go inside the temple.
I love a ring ceremony,
and
too.
So I wish I did a traditional wedding the day of, because then you're married.
Yeah.
Legally.
Literally.
And it's, like, cool, sweet. And then go and get sealed the next day. And so it's, like, cool, chill vibes. Because, like, I could have a traditional ceremony on, like, a Thursday.
Yep.
Or, like, whenever. Like, chill vibes. I hated that it was, like, so... Like, you wake up at 5 a.m. and then you're out until midnight. And I'm
See,
so
I didn't
tired.
Do it that way. I got sealed at like 3 p.m.
I got sealed at 1, but I still had to wake up because I had to drive all across Arizona to get my makeup and my dress and all my stuff.
Okay.
Because I got that surgery, I had to get my dress re-altered 2 days before. So I had to pick up my dress day of.
Oh, well, see, that's another stressful thing.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Yeah, I just got sealed at, like, 3, came out at 4, took pictures. Then my reception started at, like, 6. So it was just, like, all in the evening, and it was very chill. So it wasn't, like, an all-day thing. Which, and I also did a rehearsal dinner the night before.
Same.
Which I loved.
Same. The speeches, I'm going to talk about this now because somebody else talked about this. I hate a speech at a wedding.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I hate speeches that are too long and when every single person gives one. When I'm hearing 10 speeches, okay, mother of the bride and dad of the bride.
Yes.
Give your, this is your baby. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't really care about your best friend from third grade giving a speech. Like, I if anything. I think,
like, your maid of honor or your siblings.
No, totally.
I had Nelly, Cole, my mom and dad.
Chill.
Basically my whole family.
Van's like,
Van didn't, but Van came up to me after bawling his eyes out. It was the cutest, saddest thing ever. Wait. And he was like, please promise you're gonna come back and visit us. Like, he thought Lawrence was literally taking me away and he would never see me again.
Okay, Van, like, you just got pranked. Lawrence actually took her for 10 cows.
Literally, though, and Van and Lawrence are best friends. But yeah, it's like, so, it was so cute and
Tennessee
special.
Tennessee bawled her eyes out too. I have a picture of Tennessee bawling.
Okay, the funny thing is, Nelly, she spoke at our wedding and she's so cute. She did an amazing job. It was beautiful. And then she starts to talk about Lawrence and she starts crying. She talked about me the whole time. No worries. Just like, love her, whatever. Nelly? And then she starts to talk about Lawrence and she starts crying and it made me cry. And I was like, wait, this
she
is
loves
so
him so
sweet.
Much for you though.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
When you got married to Lawrence, I was showing pictures of him to Tyler, and I literally was like, I just know he's perfect for her. Like, if I could have envisioned what the perfect man for you is, it's Lawrence. Like, I literally am like,
yeah, he's the best. And
he's
he is
so chill. Like, he is the calm to her storm. Like,
literally.
We love Lolo.
Yeah, he's the best.
Okay, next thing. Invite less people. Hand out film cameras to guests. I do love that.
I love the film cameras to guests. That's so
literally
cute.
Love that. Another I would have eloped. And then had a professional do my hair instead of a friend. Still gorgeous, but could have been better.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Totally fair.
I had a professional do my hair and makeup and I hated it. So
I was going to say, it's either you love it or you hate it. I did all my hair and makeup myself.
But and I was fine. Honestly, on my fault. Or my bad is I didn't do, what is it called, where you do like a practice run with your makeup?
A trial run, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that because I was living out of state. So, and my videographer suggested her, and back then I was kind of a people pleaser, so I was like, yeah, it's great, and I hated it. I just wish I would have spoken up more, but it's fine.
Yeah, okay. You're also 18.
Yeah.
It's just so hard.
Okay, what people loved about their weddings.
Yay, I love this.
Okay, our venue. I loved our venue. Where did you get married?
A backyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arizona backyard slay. They're so cute. Okay. I love that I didn't let pressure force me to do what everyone else does and just did what I want.
Good.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few hours between the ceremony and the reception, just time for us. I love that.
Okay, cute. Some people love that. Some people hate that.
I know.
So
I loved it. I went and took a nap.
I didn't want that time between. I think it's weird and awkward. It's like, what, we're going to go back to my mom's house and have sex? Like, my siblings are home. Like, I'm sorry, what? No. It's so awkward.
No, and then you walk back and everyone's like.
Like, literally, it's so awkward. And then you go to your reception and everyone thinks you banged. And it's just like, what? No. Like, I was like, I'm not doing this.
Okay. What you loved about your wedding. Who I married. Honestly, the whole day did not go how we thought. So, so grateful for my husband. Facts.
Literally, amen. That's literally how I feel. The whole day did not go how I planned at all. Because Lawrence was sick. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just I'm glad that I married him and we're here now.
I know.
So it's so true. And really, that's all that matters. Like, when it comes down to it, it's like you can plan and plan for months and months, years even. It's never going to go exactly.
You can't plan on the random rain. You can't plan on your photographer getting sick. It's just like,
it's
gonna
happen.
Long as you're getting married to the person that you love, then
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. My colors, even though everyone had opinions about doing orange, it was perfect for me. I love that.
Cute.
I love that. She said, we don't like cake, so my dad made us a cake pinata, and it was epic. See?
Wait, I love that. I love a pinata.
Um,
Cole and Maya had a pinata at their rehearsal or luncheon. Did they do a luncheon or a rehearsal? They did a luncheon. And we hit the pinata. It was really cute, actually. I loved that.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. We love that 99% of the decorations were just rugs and knickknacks we had anyways. Fun. Yeah. I actually went to that person's wedding. It was very beautiful.
Cute.
Morning ceremony was the best. We had the rest of the days to ourselves to just celebrate. I love that. Chill.
Yeah.
We did a 30 minute time for a line and then said they had to come find us afterwards. I like that. Like, I hate lines.
Same. I'm not a line. But I hate a line.
If your family's a little bit more traditional and you're compromising or whatever, 30 minutes, great.
Yeah, I did not do a line. I'm sure the guests at my wedding were, like, annoyed because they're like, where are they? I didn't get to see them. I'm like, sorry.
I absolutely said no. I was like, no, I'm hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I can't believe you came to my wedding. I love that. Yes. That makes me happy. Did you think it was pretty?
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, did you think it was pretty?
It was great, guys. I loved it.
Reagan, blink twice if you need help.
No, it was really cute. And wherever you did it was so fun. Where was that?
So it's actually, so that area is called Power Ranch in Gilbert. Yeah. And it's like a really nice neighborhood. And they had a clubhouse. Yeah, and it was right by a lake. There was such good parking. We did it outside. Amazing. The weather was so perfect nice. Weather. And then when it started getting a little chilly, we just opened the doors to the actual clubhouse and a couple people stood in there.
Yeah. In March, right? It was March.
It was perfect. It was 80 degrees.
Yeah. March in Arizona is perfect.
My whole family was like, and what was great is I got married during my family's spring break. So they just had the rest of their spring break there. They were like, thank you. We needed to break from Idaho.
That's so fun.
Okay, something you splurged on and thought was worth it. All of these are kind of the same, just like photographers, honeymoons, a live jazz band, the venue, my dress, and my flowers is what dress, everybody says.
For sure.
Honestly, a live band would be
a so live band is cool. So fun.
That's so cool.
That would be so cool.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys are going wedding dress shopping,
hit up Prochet.
Hit up obviously. I mean, hit up Prochet. We can make any dress you want. Tiffany, not me.
Do they do custom?
Yes. And Tiffany slays the house down. Tiffany, like, designs all our dresses. Every dress you see in Prochet has been, like,
Tiffany
adjusted by Tiffany.
Tiffany is not the mom, right?
She's no, younger. Tiffany's the daughter.
Okay. She just...
Stephanie's the mother.
Okay.
Mother-daughter duo. Love them. Yeah, literally, Tiffany slays. So if you want a wedding dress, go there. But wedding dress shopping is crazy. Like, it's the most intense thing. And if I look back... When I look back on my wedding dress, it was perfect for me at that time. If you told me to pick out a wedding dress today, would I have picked out that dress? No.
I would pick something. You don't love it anymore?
It was perfect for me at that time and who I was then. That was me.
Was your hair black?
And my hair was dark, yes. My hair
would
was
you
dark.
Still kept it dark?
No, I would have lightened my... I would have had my natural hair color. Definitely.
Sorry, guys. I'm wearing tights for the people on YouTube. I'm wearing tights right now, and they're actually cutting off my circulation because I have the shortest torso known to mankind. So, sorry if you just saw me adjusting.
But my dress was perfect for who I was then when I picked it. But now I've changed so much, and I wouldn't pick that dress again. But it's fine.
What would you pick?
I would probably, if all my dreams could come true and I was getting married tomorrow,
yes.
I would have a fully Chantilly lace dress. Like, that's, like, beautiful. A very expensive, very nice lace.
Okay, we'll post it on our stories.
I'll post a
picture. We'll do a wedding recap. We should do a wedding recap on our stories. So, we'll do a wedding recap.
I'll post a picture, and that would be my dream dress.
Yes.
If I get married again.
I love my wedding dress. I actually tried it on, like, the other day.
Cute.
Barely fits me.
No, it's busting so out the seams.
Cute. It's so, so cute. And I honestly, no pressure my daughters, but, like, it's so timeless.
Yeah,
I wanted a timeless dress. Like, my daughters could hopefully wear it if they want. But what I actually love is girls will wear their mom's wedding dress, but they will cut it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I think it looks so cute. And my mom's wedding dress, I need to go find it and try it on because I honestly am just curious. But it's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute. I'm going to use my wedding dress as my baby blessing dress for my little girl. I'm going to cut it up.
Wait, that's actually so cute.
Mine's like this little, like the fabric of mine, it looks like, dots, like polka dotted, but it's actually little bows.
Reagan is just so tiny. Like, her baby can fit in. Like, she weighed 20 pounds when she got married.
No, I'm going to cut it up and have someone make a dress out of the
No,
fabric,
that's adorable.
You know, for my baby's blessing.
I didn't even think about that. Really no, that's so cute. Okay. Things that you hate about other people's weddings.
Bruh.
this is, there are some.
I could actually throw down with this, but it's okay.
There are crazy hot takes in this. Okay. Yeah. Dance mosh parties. Sorry, it's not giving love celebration. It's giving high school dance.
And that I couldn't agree. I could not agree less with, but okay.
Just like, okay, I feel attacked. First of all,
I'm gonna dance.
First of all, here's what I'm saying.
If you don't have fun in a mosh pit, if you don't have fun in a mosh pit, that sounds like a personal problem to me.
Okay, to be less offensive.
No, like, that's not offensive. Like,
no.
If you don't like a mosh pit, okay, that's fine. But, like, I'm going to have a mosh pit. It's fun.
Yeah, like, to each their own. But here's my thing. Dance parties aren't for everybody. If you are not a dancer, don't have a dance party.
Yeah, like Lawrence isn't a dancer, but I'm the biggest dancer.
But
so
what I do feel like is so awkward is when people have dance parties because they think that's what they should do.
And nobody dances.
Yeah. The most awkward wedding I've ever been to. It was literally me, Ty, and his sister dancing. It was the only people on the dance floor. I wanted to die.
I literally was like, don't worry, I'd always be there with you.
This is so awkward. My wedding... Okay, my whole family loves music. So all 10 of us were busting moves out there. My nieces and my nephews going crazy. Cute. We're dancing like idiots. Like, me and Reagan at EFY, I'm literally like literally going crazy. And so I'm like, but that was me and Ty's personality. His family, huge dancers. So it was perfect for us. Make your wedding feel like you. If that doesn't feel like you, then that's fine.
True.
I totally...
Sorry, that was maybe mine was rude. Rachel's was nice. You can cut mine out.
No.
True colors. I just think if you don't like a dance party, we are not the same. Okay, next.
I know my wedding will always have a dance party.
Literally.
Okay? When the wedding, perfect. When the guests don't dance, it's half the reason for a reception. There we go.
Thank you. I agree with you.
Okay.
Don't come to my wedding if you're not going to dance. Like, if you're not about to have fun, go home.
No. If you're just going to steal my food and not perform, every one of you better be performing, okay?
So true.
I'm sitting down and watching, okay, we're having a dance off. Okay. Ty's family? Okay. Not well. Ty's family, like the groomsmen, literally threw me up and I cloud surfed, which... I
wait, did you say cloud surfed?
I'm not
I think she meant crowd
I crowd surfed, and guys, you were roasting. I'm literally like, I was quiet, but Ty and I definitely had sex in between the temple and the reception.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you were like roasting and you were like whatever.
No, it's just you can have sex.
I was
in
lingerie under my wedding dress at my reception, and so when they lifted me up,
you could see it.
I'm just assuming everyone saw my vagina.
I'm dead.
I'm just like, oh, okay.
No, like, Ty's I like, think crowd you can surf. Sorry, let me go back. I think you can have sex in between if that's your thing.
No, but the vibes were weird. Like, people were like, Ty's friends were like,
where did you guys go to have sex? In your car?
No, in
okay, that was crazy.
In the In-N-Out parking lot on Gilbert.
Are you joking?
No.
Okay.
Or yes, I am. Holy cow. Okay. No, we went to that really nice hotel my father-in-law paid for.
Oh, so you already had the hotel.
We had the hotel all day. Like, all my stuff was there.
Oh, see, that's very different.
No, I got ready there. Like, we were chilling.
That's different.
Okay.
I'm staying at my parents' house. Me and Lawrence are both staying at my parents' house.
On your wedding night you did?
When I went to sleep before?
No.
No, like, I went to a hotel that night, but
I'm
saying.
Like, you lost your virginity at your parents' house? I'd rather die.
No, I'm just saying, like, I slept at my parents' house.
No,
the whole week preparing for my wedding.
We already had the hotel. Like,
okay, yeah.
See, we had the hotel at 8 a.m.
If you don't have a hotel, like, most people just get a hotel that night.
No,
so if you don't have a hotel,
I loved
day,
it because it was
so
right
sus.
Next to the temple and right next to our reception, so it was so nice. No, so yeah. Anyways, I crowd surfed. I'm pretty sure I flashed everybody. I'm so
That's
sorry.
So funny.
I'll take accountability now. Anyways, okay, something people hate at weddings, we're getting back into it. When the focus is on one side of the family, not just a couple, went to one where the groom was the youngest of 7 kids, last to be married, and his whole family gave speeches. That's 9 speeches.
That's too much.
Okay.
And that's too much.
All right, back onto this really hot topic, a forced dance floor.
Wait, a what?
When the bride and groom have a forced dance floor, like they want everybody to dance at their wedding, don't come. I'm writing that. If I ever had the chance to go back, I will write. If you're
what
not going to dance, go home.
What is a party without a dance? What's a party without music? I'm confused.
But it's just so integrated into our lives. Like, some people just don't care, which is crazy to me. But, like, you do you.
We're not the same. Okay,
a bouquet toss, garter toss, not having good music. See, I like this girl. I like a bouquet toss. I don't like a garter toss. I don't like it. If I see a man go underneath a woman's dress and bite a garter off, I'm leaving.
Your whole family's there. It's just awkward. Like,
oh, Papa and Mimi. Hope they don't have a stroke.
Did Grandmammy see that? Like, what the?
Holy. I mean, luckily, my grandma has dementia, so she thought Ty was her grandson.
Oh, God.
She had no idea what was going on the whole day. She literally goes up to Tyler and goes, you married such a good girl. I'm so excited to have her be part of the family. Ty goes,
she's thanks. Already in your family.
Whatever, regardless.
Yeah, see, like, that's too much. The garter, too much, but... bouquet, good music.
Another
yeah.
one, garter tossed, in all caps. Garter toss must be outlawed. Punishment should be jail time.
So true.
It's so uncomfortable, but
it's
whatever.
It's uncomfortable for everybody.
Okay, receptions in a
it's
church.
It's uncomfortable for the bride.
And the groom, what's he doing down there? He doesn't know. Anyways, receptions in a church. This is a hot take, but I take any other free venue over the gym. I agree.
Amen. I feel like me in saying that
for my own wedding. Also for my own wedding.
That's another Mormon thing. Sorry, guys. We're talking about having your wedding reception in the gym of the church building.
For my own wedding,
a basketball court, basically.
I've actually only seen it done well once, and I was surprised. But it was like unrecognizable. Like that was the one that I was talking about. It was basically rugs and stuff. They threw rugs all over the floor and, like, cute. You would not even know it was the church building.
That's cute.
I've only seen it done well once.
Sadly, I do agree with that person. I would.
For my own wedding, I couldn't do it.
I'd rather elope.
There we go. I hate watching the cake cutting. Why?
Wait,
I
love
think it's
the cake.
Cute.
I think it's so cute. And I love when people do, like, different things. Like, they like donuts or they like cookies. So they do, like, that. I think it's so cute.
I hated it. I wish I did something cute and just was like, here you go. I shoved mine in Ty's face. I don't know why I did that. I was 18. Just let me have a pass. Inviting people they barely know. Guys, I was so strict about that, actually. I said no. Which Ty was on my side with this, too.
That's good.
I just was like, I'm not inviting your 7th grade teacher. I don't know who that is. This is my wedding. Our wedding. Mm-hmm. My wedding. I'm not inviting them. I don't know them.
I agree. It's just like that's another reason I don't like the line is like I didn't want to make Lawrence's parents stand there when they're going to meet all these people. Like we got married in Arizona. Lawrence is not from Arizona. He's from Kansas. Stand in that line of people who they probably will never see again in their lives. You know what I'm saying? Like people that are like
you are you Lawrence's parents? Yes, I am. Cool. Bye.
Some of those people in that line are like. Did help like raise me literally like I love those people so much but like Lawrence's family that lives in Topeka, Kansas like when are they gonna see those people again probably never so that's another reason I didn't like the line which goes along with what you're saying don't invite people that
I don't
you
care
don't care to be there
I know and when people would tap me on the shoulder because I didn't do a line I wanted to know who it was or I'm like or they'd be like Tyler and then I get to be introduced to this really important person in his life I'm like sweet. Also, again, my family is huge.
Yes. Yeah, so
there's already 100 people there just with my dad's side of the family, cousins. Yeah. I'm not inviting random people. I have to feed all those people because we did tacos and cotton candy and
I remember the
churros.
Cotton candy.
And, like, we wanted people to be fed, and I had to pay
for
plate.
Wait, did you see that picture I sent you the other day? At your wedding?
No.
Did I send it to you?
No.
Yes, I did.
Wait, you did probably, and I just can't remember. I have, like, the memory of a goldfish, so.
It's you and Ty cutting the cake.
Oh, yes, you did send me that. That was really cute. I'd never seen that before. That's so cute.
Yeah.
No, because that's what reminded me. I shoved it in his face, and I was like, why did I freaking do that?
No, it was cute. I like when, it's funny when people do that.
Yeah. My hair is all messed up because. I did take a shower because I was sweating because it was 80 degrees and I was wearing a long sleeve dress.
Oh, so cute.
But, no, that was fun.
You guys are babies. Okay,
we are
sorry,
babies.
Guys.
Ty looks like a missionary.
Yeah, he looks like a baby in that.
I literally was like, Ty, I could edit a plaque onto your suit in our wedding day photos and you would look like a missionary. Yeah. He looks like a baby. He was so skinny and teeny tiny.
Yeah.
He's just such a man now.
He is. I like it. Anyways.
No, and the last thing is I hate the line. And yeah. My sister-in-law, Brooke, and I were actually talking about this, and she hated the line. She was like, I spent an hour, half my reception, talking to people I didn't know either.
Yeah, most brides end up hating the line. So that's why I'm like, guys, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing we were going to touch base on is wedding registries. If you're a bride and you're getting married and you're starting your wedding registry,
we actually have to play a voice memo for the request.
Yes.
Because we got a voice memo, guys. If you ever want to send us a voice memo on our DMs, I would love that.
Yeah,
we'll play them. But here is a voice memo. Oh, I have to go all the way back.
How do I shout out to Aubrey Jackson.
Oh, I just left a mad emoji on there. Great. Okay, hold on. Why isn't it letting me go back? Okay.
Audie Dobbs, this is for you, queen.
Okay, here is the voice memo. I hope you guys can hear this and it doesn't actually blow out my mic.
Oh, hey guys. Sorry, I was going to send this in a second message, but didn't let me send in a second message. But basically, I have a request. I don't know if you guys take requests for, like, topics.
We do.
Or even if it's just, like, a five-minute thing in one of those episodes. I don't know. But I'm currently making my wedding registry, so, and as you guys are two married women, that is something that I would be super interested in learning about. I was, like, trying to search for a podcast that, like, talk about it, and there's, like, only, like, really old ladies talking. And so, I don't know. I just feel like, even if it's not, like, a registry creation, because that's kind of niche, but, like, if you guys ever wanted to chat about, like, kitchen faves, home faves, I don't know.
I love this.
That could help me know what the freak to put on here. And any tips, I don't know. Anyways, that's all. Even if you guys just want to let me know, because you guys, like, know me, that's chill, too. Even if you don't want to do a whole podcast about it, or, like, a five-minute, I don't know. Anyways, I don't even know if you guys take requests, so this is kind of awkward, if not. But if not, it's okay. But I just thought
that. Love the voice change.
Anyways, love you guys.
Love the voice change, Audie Dobbs.
Yeah, love that. We do take requests.
Yes.
So DM us. I love that.
I love this. Wedding registries are so fun. Literally one of my favorite parts of getting married.
I want to just get married again so I can just be like, hey, does anyone want to buy me this Williams Sonoma?
Literally, like.
Anything from Williams Sonoma.
It's so great. So some things that I feel like I'm just annoyed at them.
Sorry, sorry. Hailey Bieber's post just came up.
Oh, gosh.
For her new road campaign. Okay, I'm literally destroying this cushion. Okay, no, anyways, okay. I'm just annoyed.
Okay, so wedding registries. Some things that I love that I got off my wedding registry that I think everyone should put on theirs. An air fryer. The Ninja air fryer, to be exact. You can toast things, you can cook things, you can bake things, you can air fry things.
Valid. Is that the stainless steel one?
Yes, yeah. I use it all
the
time.
Get stainless steel.
That's a big thing. The other thing that I wish I got and I didn't, Dyson vacuum. Put it on there. Somebody might ball out and get you it.
Get you never know.
You never freaking know. I didn't get it. But it's okay. Another thing that me and Lawrence put on there that we have loved is also kind of a crazy thing that someone got us, but shout out to them, an Apple TV. We got an Apple TV. We just were like, no, yeah, let's just throw it on there. Someone bought us an Apple TV.
That's amazing.
Yes, put that on there. Amazon is your best friend. Anything you think, maybe someone will get it, just put it on there. Why not? Literally, why not put it on there?
Also, put the option of them purchasing half of it. Yes. Like adding funds to it, because then you can buy something for like $25.
KitchenAid.
Yeah.
I use my KitchenAid every day. Someone got me a KitchenAid.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Also, I will say before you get married, try to find things on Facebook Marketplace because people get rid of stuff all the time on there. Like, I mean, my mom bought me a KitchenAid for Christmas one year because we didn't get one off our registry and I use it all the time. But people sell theirs all the time because they're like, got it for my wedding registry and I didn't use it.
Yeah.
But I love my KitchenAid because I'm a huge baker.
Crock pot. Put a crock pot on there.
Or you can get an Instant Pot because that's a crock pot and Instant Pot duo.
I have an Instant Pot too, but the Instant Pot is much more intimidating than a crock pot.
That is fair. That is fair. Crock pot, it's high, low, medium. That's it.
and so easy. Warm.
Your table, your chairs. This table you see behind me, these chairs, someone bought me that.
Wait, really?
Yes. They're so my cute. Bar stools, someone bought me those.
Wait, I love them.
Put everything on Amazon.
Unfortunately, I left the dorms and went straight into getting married, so I had no kitchen anything to my name. So hopefully when you're getting married, you have lived on your own for a little bit and you own utensils and stuff like that, so that you can ask for things that are like
more expensive.
More expensive.
But like, also, if you don't, get nice utensils. Get fun, cute utensils.
Get cute utensils. Like, get high quality stuff, because the amount of things that I have donated to DI, because I was like, oh, this is fun. It's like, I wish I got good quality stuff. I wish I got less stuff that was good quality, because I moved 8 times.
Seriously.
In 4 years. But it's like, get stainless steel pans. Get nice pans.
Pans. A cast iron.
Skillet.
Skillet.
A Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven. A toaster.
Yeah.
A knife set. A paper towel holder. Even one of those sets. Paper towel holders. Get one of those. This mirror. This mirror that's right here, if you're watching on YouTube and you can see behind us, that is from Amazon. Someone bought me that.
Another thing that's actually a really good purchase is a Walmart delivery membership.
So true.
It's Costco, like $100 membership. A Costco membership. You can gift those. Those are great things to put on there. Someone said a stepladder, and Ty's aunt actually gave us a stepladder, and you use that all the time. When you're going to hang your curtains, what are you going to stand on?
You don't think about it, but you use it.
That is something I use all the freaking time, and they're actually expensive.
A mop.
Oh, yeah.
Blanket.
A steam mop.
These blankets, a steam mop would slay. The little green machine that removes,
oh my gosh,
that would slay.
Yeah, a little green machine. Like, if you're planning to have kids right away, you need that little green machine, because they're going to throw up. Or if you're going to get an animal, you need a green machine, because they're just dirty.
Any cleaning things. Think about any cleaning things you need. Like,
cleaning
one of
stuff is so expensive.
Yes. So get it on your
registry.
Get a vacuum.
Get a vacuum. Get a good vacuum
with,
like,
one
a
of
HEPA
those
filter.
Things that has a attachable thing, like, you can clean your shower with it. What's it called? Like a nobody? Okay.
Clean water.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a
the hose?
No, you see that you clean your dishes with? What's that called again?
What are you pointing to? A
right
scrub
there.
Brush?
Yes. But you attach it to a thing that spins.
Oh, a
what's
spinning scrub brush? Like those spinning, like the scrubbers.
Yes,
the electric scrubbers. Okay.
Thank you.
The way I literally was like, what
are you talking
about? The faucet?
About?
I'm like, you clean your shower with that
no,
thing?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
That. Yes.
Clean
yes.
Clean your
yes.
shower with that. Dish towels, dish rags.
Something else that I think is a really good gift to give somebody or put on your registry is photo albums.
So true.
So I loved this. I just went to this wedding. It was so beautiful. One of their sign-in things is they printed off all of their wedding photos and had people sign messages on the back, and
that's
then you
really
put them
cute.
In a photo album.
Cute. I love that
so
idea.
It's a dual purpose. Mm-hmm. I think it's so, so, so cute. So that's a good
that.
Sign-in idea. And something that I give my friends at their weddings is I take like 100 film photos. I do 3 rolls, and then I print the photos off and put them in a photo album, and that's what I give
so
them.
Cute.
Like, I think that's such a good gift to give somebody.
Yes.
Totally. That's only if, like, you're in the wedding party, though.
Like,
you're at the temple.
Like,
yeah. All that stuff. But that was way, way fun. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Good frames.
Frames are great.
Rug.
A rug. Literally, if you know what rug you want, put it on there. If you know any lamps you want, put it on there. Oh, something really fun that me and Lawrence did was we put games. Just, like, card games.
Yes.
Board games.
Wait, that's so smart. Like,
put games on there. You'll
put,
play games.
Put Nerds on there. Put Monopoly Deal on there. Put a
that's
poker set
Nerds.
If you want.
Yeah. Like, games. Also, like, you could do spike ball, a tent.
We did spike ball. We did ladder ball. We did a bunch of camping stuff because Ty and I used to go camping before we had Wes. I want to go do that again. Are you a camper?
I'm not, but I'll go for a
okay.
minute.
Okay.
I'll venture out there in the woods for a night.
Yeah. I also think, like, think about your hobbies, too. Like, put a pickleball set on there.
Literally, a pickleball set is so would be so fun.
Or, like, you could do, like, a cooking class. Someone
mm-hmm.
to buy date nights and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you're a gift card
user. Oh, my gosh.
User,
cookbooks.
Cookbooks.
Like, cute, fun cookbooks that you wouldn't spend your money on, but you want other people to spend their money on.
So true. Like,
I'm looking at your
also,
house. I'm trying to think.
I know, same. Also, like, those plastic containers that you can put your food in, like, in your pantry. Like, you put your noodles in one. Like, what are those called?
Oh, the I can't think of the OXO ones.
Yes. I can't think of what they're called, but like.
Like food storage containers.
Yeah, food storage containers.
Like organizational stuff. That stuff's so expensive. So but like have so other nice people buy have. It. Because it's like for me, I put a lot of things on there that I couldn't justify buying.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'm not going to spend $50 on like an organizational set. Something else that I thought was really nice are those storage bins.
Yes.
Because you're going to have so much stuff.
Yeah, a hand mixer, just like one of the little hand ones.
I need to buy one of those, actually. Like
I love mine. ASAP. I got one of those. What else?
I know, I'm trying
all to your Tupperware, all my glass Tupperware I got on my wedding registry. Any, like, dishes, like the, what are those called that you cook brownies in? Why can't I think of
a baking dish?
Yeah, why can't I think of any words today?
I don't know. I said cloud surfing, so here we are. Another thing I was actually just thinking about is, this is something I didn't think I would use, but I actually use all the time, is our waffle iron. Dude. I love my, but we have like a nice ceramic waffle iron.
I put one on my registry. Nobody bought it for me. I want a waffle iron. So
I
bad.
Love my waffle iron. We also have a panini press that I use all the time. Like it makes the best grilled cheeses. You throw a little bit of pesto
put
in there.
Ninja creamy.
You can have mine. Imagine. I have one and I don't ever use it. Do you want it?
Oh, I have nowhere to put it, bro.
Mine's in a closet at the end of my hallway. It's like, that's so funny.
Wait, why don't we use it? Let's make ice cream with it.
Okay. I just
one night.
Suck at meal planning that. I just have so much meal planning that I just forget to do that. No, I need to do it.
No, but like we can make, we don't have to do protein ice cream. We can just do like actual yummy ice cream.
Oh.
Like with brownies. Like
because
I you use milk and sugar.
I have tried the Clean Simple Eats ones and I'm like, this tastes grainy.
Yeah. Let's
and
just
I'm not
make
buying
actual good crappy, like bad for you ice cream, not protein ice cream.
Perfect. I heard people do the acai bowls.
Yeah, let's
there.
Do that.
And I would so do that. No, I need to use it because that was my birthday gift, 2023.
Pebbled ice machine.
If you don't put that on your register.
Get that, girls.
Get that $600 pebbled ice machine. If that's
Rach
the one
just got
thing.
It.
Yeah, mine broke, so I don't have it.
Wait, don't get the one she got then,
don't
guys.
Get the one I got. Because I got the first generation. You need to get the second. Actually, they just released the third generation. Emily Kaiser has it.
I'm like, the Dyson Airwrap. Okay, we're getting crazy.
Screw my boyfriend or my husband. I want to curl my hair.
Just kidding.
Treat it
guys.
Like your sweet 16 and just get whatever you want. No. Maybe like a cute little film camera.
Yeah.
Because those are kind of expensive and it's cute. And you could have people buy your film because film's also expensive. And then, I don't know. Reagan actually is really good at this too. If you're on the opposite side, you've already been married or you're not planning on getting married anytime soon, giving gifts. Reagan is so good at thrifting gifts, like little knickknack bowls and stuff like that. I love those.
Yeah.
And she thrifted a frame and put a picture of us in it, and it's on our nightstands.
Yeah, that's always a great gift. It's
so
to
good.
Get someone a frame and already have a picture of them in it, because then they don't have to think about, oh, what am I going to put
the amount
this?
Of frames I have just sitting in my house that I haven't put pictures in is ridiculous.
Yeah, same.
So that's another great gift. But if you guys have any other registry items that you absolutely loved
and we did not talk about them, text them to us and we'll post them on our stories so those that are getting married this year will be able to find all of these things.
Oh, wait, I forgot. People.
And low-key, my wedding registry is still public. So if anyone wants to go look at it, it's on Amazon.
Or buy her stuff.
I'm like, send me my gifts, guys. Been 2 years.
Give me that Dyson. Okay, wait, I actually have more. Hold on. People say the Caraway cookware set.
Oh, yeah, that's like.
And the Dyson V15.
Yep, we said that.
And a stepladder and a KitchenAid. So we were spot on. Yeah. But if there's anything else that you were like, no, this, like, I loved this, or somebody else had it and you were like, oh my gosh, that was such a good find, let us know
and
we'll post.
And you can go check out my wedding registry at Amazon.
I think mine's still up too.
I think both of ours. Yeah, I got married October 22nd, and 2022. Yeah. I'm like, 2022.
March 7th, 2020, which I actually love because every year moving forward, since it's a zero, I always know what year it is. So it's 2025, so it's our fifth anniversary.
Oh, that's like.
I love that. I don't know why. That's my OCD. Can't escape it. Anyways, thank
guys,
you for
love you.
Relaxing and rewinding with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.